Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Coming up 12:05, Kerry Carpenter talks about the pitch he hit out, whether or not this team feels pressure in these kinds of games when they get late. A lot of baseball to go, but a big win yesterday for the Tigers and a chance to take a 2-1 lead tomorrow in a game at Comerica Park. And if they do that, then they'll be playing a closeout game on Thursday, which is just wild. Of course, you know, Cleveland could come in here and take care of business as well. Last time Detroit hosted a playoff game, they lost the first two at Baltimore and came home, and Baltimore took care of business. So the home field doesn't always mean you're going to win, as Cleveland found out yesterday, and nothing is taken for granted here. 248-539-9797. Justin in Redford, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Justin.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Great, thank you.
So I got my story, what I was doing for the Kerry Carpenter home run. I was at work, and the office manager was talking to me about, like, personal things. And you know the scene from Wayne's World when they're talking to Screaming Dan, and Screaming Dan's like, Well, that's what I was like, trying to listen and watch the game to her. And as soon as she hit, as Carpenter hits the home run, I'm like fist pumping and going, woo! And she's like, what? I'm like, he just hit a home run. Well, why isn't he running faster? He just hit a home run. He doesn't need to run faster.
It's a trot. And
so, yeah, that was my story. But I have a quick question.
Sure.
When was the last time the manager and the pitcher won the respective AL awards?
Like manager Cy Young, Cy Young of the where? Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd have to look that up.
I was thinking about that while I was on hold. And
don't
I was
know.
Curious.
Don't know. We can see if we can find out. First, I give it thought, but I guess we'll work our way through this. See if we can find where they coincide. So yesterday we got a call from a listener, DJ. As we mentioned before the break, he said during the Lions bye week, he went to Turkey, to Istanbul, to get hair transplant surgery. And, you know, we had some discussion about it, and he said that the hotel was filled with people from all over the world that were there for that exact same reason, and it was much cheaper there than it is here. And we looked at the flights, and I joked around that I should tell my wife I want to do this. So last night I did. I told her. I said, you know, we got a call today, and I was thinking I might do this. And I said to her, how do you feel about it? And she burst out laughing.
About the idea that you were going to get us. Okay.
Yes. I said, you don't want me to do that? And she's like, no. And I was like, good, because I'm just joking. Although it would have been awkward if she said, sweet. That's great, honey. I've been like, waiting for the day.
I was just joking.
So, you know, I'd be Chandler Bing standing at a gate going, I'm going to Yemen.
She might be like, well, what are the dates? When are we leaving?
Yeah. What's the address of the place? 24 right. Yemen Road, Yemen. I would have kind of backed myself into a corner there, but she did not want me to do that, which I'm very glad, because I like being bald. But hey, if you're thinking about doing it, DJ's got a guy.
Well, Doug, and it sounds like there's a support group right at the hotel.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, everyone's cheering you on there.
Yep.
Go get them.
248-539-9797. Let's go to...
Well, we'll know if he's not here Friday.
It is a bye week.
That's what I'm saying.
I guess if I'm not here Friday, I get suspicious.
All right. I'll hold you to it.
Doug and Ipsy are 97 on the ticket. Hi, Doug.
Hey. So sitting on the edge of my seat yesterday, watching my YouTube streaming television.
Yeah.
My wife is on the futon next to me. Takes a phone call right after the Sweeney single from her sister on the speaker. And all I can hear her sister say is, go, go. And I said, no, because I hadn't seen the pitch yet.
I'm confused. Why hadn't you seen the pitch?
I hadn't seen the pitch yet. I'm on a YouTube stream. She's on a, you know
she's
just, I don't know.
She's watching it.
Okay.
You know.
And so she's on the other, end of the phone call.
Yeah, I hear her screaming, go, go. And I'm like, gosh, no, hang that up. And so I didn't see the pitch. So it took all the instant excitement out. I knew what happened.
Right.
But just took all the excitement right out of right out of my sail. So,
well, I guess at least it was a good thing.
Well, it was a good thing. A couple things to learn, though. Don't take any phone calls during a game.
Yeah, that's good.
Or, you know, change my streaming, but I like my YouTube TV. So.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it.
So, Evan told me an interesting story today. You know the FanDuel app has a little game changer thing? Like the
I'll trust you.
The GameCast. It's just got like the graphic, you know, strike one.
Right.
Strike
ESPN two, does ball CBS one, has it, yeah.
Where they are located in the zone. Evan can't wait. And that thing is like three pitches ahead. And so he sits there with his app open so he knows what happens three pitches before it happened.
Wow.
So he saw the home run. And his wife was there, he had the game on TV, and his wife said something. He said, just wait. But he saw on the little graphic, and I'm like, you're ruining it. And he goes, I can't help it. And he says, I do the same thing with movies. I want to know the ending before I go see the movie, and then I go watch the movie.
What?
Evan's a messed up dude, man. Evan's all kinds of weird.
Look, being that into sports, I get it. I can
remember
understand
when I called
that.
Him Station Doofus Evan Jenkins?
Yeah, but the movie thing.
I mean, the sports thing. What do you? It's like you're ruining it for yourself.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that with sports either, but I can understand it more so than the movie.
He's can't wait guy.
He is.
I mean, that's with everything. Sports,
so is he like
shoes,
go
movies.
Out Christmas shopping for his wife, come home, and then just hand her the gift on December 9th?
Hey, I got you something.
It's clear wrapping paper is what he uses.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a saran wrap, actually. Hey, Jeff Rieger just tweeted out something very interesting about the Tigers.
Yeah.
So Jeff is going to be monitoring any, Tigers talking today, coaches and things like that. Get
and
a
they
sound
are talking.
Yep. Jackson Jobe is the pitcher that will be talking later today, he said. Oh. He tweeted out.
Whoa.
A spot that I believe is usually reserved for the next day's starter in the playoffs. Could Jobe be getting the start tomorrow, or maybe it's just a bunch of innings, or maybe not? He's just putting it out there.
Well, I was listening to the broadcast, and I think Dan Dickerson said neither team had announced their pitchers for the next day, but Alex Cobb,
I said Cobb's supposed to pitch,
was right? The pitcher that met with the media Monday afternoon, and since then, Alex Cobb has been announced as the starter. So is Jackson Jobe going to get the start? Wow!
Well, that would be
ESPN has Alex Cobb as a starter against the best pitcher in baseball, undecided. I don't know if they would start Jobe.
You wouldn't question Hinch if he did, though, right?
No, I wouldn't at all. I wouldn't at all. But or is he like the bulk pitcher? Does that matter?
Is he the what?
The bulk pitcher.
I thought you said bald. And I'm like,
I know. We know what's on your mind, Doug.
Easy, Doug.
Yeah.
You'll get it soon enough.
I would start him, actually.
Because
I like
bald?
He's no, definitely
he's got,
not bald.
He's got great lettuce.
Yeah.
He's got the same haircut as my boys. Yeah, I'd start him. I'd start him because I feel like if it does go south for any reason, and we have the least amount of evidence on him, we just do, then you can get him out of there quickly and have a lot of time to make up for it. But I don't expect him. I don't expect it to go wrong, but just in case. 248-539-9797. Linda's in Rochester Hills and next. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was at yesterday's game.
You were there.
Sitting
nice.
In a sea of Cleveland fans.
Okay.
And I was there with my son, and I happened to make acquaintance with the gentleman who was sitting next to me. He was probably in his 20s, and he was there with his dad. And since they don't post all the year statistics, they were only posting the postseason, I leaned next to him, and I'm asking him all these questions. So anyway, we get to the ninth inning, and Kerry Carpenter gets up to bat. And, you know, he was as nervous for his team as I was nervous for the Tigers. So Kerry Carpenter hits the ball. It went so fast, I barely saw it go by. But I knew it was a home run. And so the gentleman next to me sits down, and he bows his head down. and I'm cheering and jumping up and down and hugging my son. And I wind up comforting him and patting him on the back.
Really?
And I turned to him and I said, it's okay. It's going to be okay. There are still two more games. He was just so defeated.
That's odd.
Yeah, and, that was probably unnecessary.
Him. I know it was unnecessary, but it, you know, I guess it's the mother in me.
Yeah.
I just, you know.
It would have been funny if you comforted him and said, it's okay, there's two more games, but for right now, in your face!
No, I couldn't do it because he was so dejected. I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But it was the best experience ever. Well, I couldn't even imagine anything better.
Yeah, I'm sure you're happy you went.
I absolutely thrilled.
Thank you, Linda.